Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight around the world, and looks like we made it through the wilderness and back on the air. We apologize to all our listeners, all those who have been trying to find us the past 3 days. You don't realize how much you miss something until you don't have it. And that was the case with me, with Inner Sight. So we're happy that we are back on the air, and we're hoping to rectify the situation financially. It would be nice. Yeah. See what happens with that. Yeah. The other night, when I thought I was relating a story on open mic, I wasn't. So I want to, before I start tonight's subject, which is, it's not that we're disabled, we're not equal. My landlady tried to put one over on me, to raise the rent. I get Section 8, and they originally granted her, they granted her the raise, but the thing of it was, they wanted me to pay for it. So I didn't go for that. I called, and I want to thank Connie Bruno, who's the head of the Section 8 out here in Suffolk County, New York, for intervening and not only picking up the increase, but decreasing my portion of the rent. I really appreciate that. I also want to thank Grace Ann, who's the worker. So there you have it, folks. Inner Sight, many a times, can turn the tables on people. And that's what really needs to be done. You see, if all the agencies had the power that Inner Sight has, we don't have the money, but we have the power. See, agencies have the money. They don't have the power because their hands are tied. They have no enforcement. They have nothing. We have the power, but not the money, in that we can expose things. We can put it on television, put it on the podcast, let people know, have some influential people, as we do now on our committee, to license the guide dog schools, all things like that are, the other agencies can't operate like that. Anything they want to do, they got to go have a board meeting. And that makes it worse a lot of times. Because then you're sitting around talking and debating these things. We can't do this, we can't do that. In the meantime, people who need help can't get it. That's why the system goes on and on and on. Somebody called me today. One of our listeners, Caroline, and I want to thank you for that information. But, that's part of the problem. These ridiculous waiting lists. It shouldn't be. Should not be. The agencies and the government should be working daily to make things accessible. Because we deserve the same accommodations, that anyone else would have. And we're not going to get it until we're equal. And that's the title of tonight's show. Why is there a housing problem? It's not because we're disabled. They try to blame it on us. They put us on waiting lists. They say there's not enough money there. You know, they blame us for it. It's not our fault. And whatever money isn't there, why isn't it being raised? You know, I mean, how many wealthy people, movie stars, celebrities, would come forward to help if the message went out? Let's say, pick a number, 5,000 disabled people don't have a place to live. And we're raising money to make these places accessible. I bet you anything, they jump at the opportunity. Especially since, get a tax write-off, you know. So there you have it. It's not because we're disabled that we don't have housing and denied service dogs and can't get into places with wheelchairs. It's not that. It's that we're not equal. That's really what it is. We are not equal to where everyone else is. I got on the bus tonight. I call the SCAT bus, you know, for the disabled here in the county. And took my money out, which, by the way, we shouldn't have to pay for that. We shouldn't have to pay for that. You know, that should be a courtesy of the county for all the things that they don't give us, they don't have for us. Anyway, I got on the bus, and the guy said to me, well, how are you going to pay, with cash? Or I said, well, how else is there to pay? Oh, he said, they have tickets. And my comment was, tickets? You mean tickets that guys like me can't read? I don't want that. You know? I have hard enough time trying to read my money. Now you're going to give me tickets I can't read? You know? So... And I don't blame the Suffolk Bus Corp for that. It's the county. County prints those tickets up. You know, they know that how many people are visually impaired in this county. They should have an idea. They're not stupid. You know, it's just another thing that you have to deal with that you can't read. You know. Crazy, because we're not equal. You know, now going back to the housing, why isn't every place accessible? That doesn't mean that you gotta necessarily have a ramp at every place. You know, it could be a situation where the ramp could be hidden. You know. Or where the agencies and the government would come in and make that place accessible, you know, while the person is being housed in a hotel, let's say. You know, that's another way that they can do it if they don't want to. Out, you know, do it outright. Do it as people are waiting for housing. You know, that's not being done. They're not making places accessible that I know of. I mean, you have a lot of places they want to build new new dwellings. Why should you have to do that? Isn't it much easier to put in a few things and make it so a person can get into the house, into the building? So you see, a lot of money is being wasted also on the middle man. Why do we have to have all these agencies for this housing? You know, why isn't the money in the name of the person for their housing, you know, who needs it? And then let the agency and the government make that place accessible. Person looks for an apartment. Let's say they're in a wheelchair. They find a place, you know. The landlord, there should be a law. I heard there was in some places, but I'm not so sure about it. It seems to be a difference of opinion. There should be a law that it's mandatory that they have to take monies from the government. So if the money was there, and here you come across a place, you know, and you want to rent it, you should be able to pick up the phone, call the agency, let them contact the government, and immediately go to work and make that place accessible. That's how the system should work. That's how it works for everybody else. That's how it should work for us. Of course, with everybody else, it's already there. With us, it isn't. That's how the system should be made equal. And the same thing with every other aspect of life that we need, that everybody else takes for granted. In a sight around the world, and I hope I'm on the air. It's got a beep on my in a sight phone. Don't know what that was. But I assume I'm on the air. I haven't heard otherwise. Brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. So check them out. I'm going to check my cell phone here to see if I have a message, possibly that I'm not on the air. So bear with me, world. Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Check it out. Adopt an Akita. Stand by on Inner Sight. All right. I'm getting a message on my cell phone that people are not able to call in. That's not a good thing. So I don't know if I'm on the air or not. Isn't that nice? They didn't even let you know. You know. But I'm going to continue like I am on the air. All right. Yes. Inner Sight brought to you by the Touro Law Center, 631-761-7000, Touro, Central Islip, New York. My buddy Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty, right there in Islip. And he's